Now we are ready to start. Speaker A.
I like family celebrations when several generations gather round the table and talk and exchange news. My grandmother and I usually make a large apple pie. Everyone in the family loves it. It's a traditional recipe. To make the apples taste fresh and stay crispy, we add some lemon juice with sugar and vanilla. It's also important to take the pie out of the oven in time.
Speaker B. It was warm and sunny last weekend, and we were glad to spend a couple of days outdoors. We went on a bus trip to a nearby town, famous for its parks and its large fruit garden. The garden looked fantastic, and most of the apple and pear trees were in blossom. In the cafe, we enjoyed some fruit tea with a delicious apple pie. Speaker C.
I used to do swimming and cycling, but now I've got another interest in life. I've become keen on drawing. I attend classes in an art school and I like it very much. Today we drew a still life. That is different things like fruits, flowers and other household objects. We drew a vase with apples. I never thought it could be so difficult to make the apples look realistic in a picture.
Speaker D. My mum always says that the food we eat should be not only tasty, but good for our body too. That's why she includes lots of fruit and vegetables on our menu. She prefers local seasonal fruit to exotic ones and believes there's nothing better than the green apples from our garden. An apple a day keeps the doctor away, she says, and I think she's right. Speaker E.
When I was little, I spent lots of time at my granny's. She and her neighbours had large gardens which made the little village look fantastic. I wanted to be a gardener, to take care of flowers, cherry and apple trees, as I enjoyed it very much. I also wanted to grow some new beautiful flower and give it my granny's name, Nancy. But that never came true. I work as a sales manager in a telephone company now.
You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now you will listen to the texts again. Speaker A.
I like family celebrations when several generations gather round the table and talk and exchange news. My grandmother and I usually make a large apple pie. Everyone in the family loves it. It's a traditional recipe. To make the apples taste fresh and stay crispy, we add some lemon juice with sugar and vanilla. It's also important to take the pie out of the oven in time.
Speaker B. It was warm and sunny last weekend, and we were glad to spend a couple of days outdoors. We went on a bus trip to a nearby town, famous for its parks and its large fruit garden. The garden looked fantastic, and most of the apple and pear trees were in blossom. In the cafe, we enjoyed some fruit tea with a delicious apple pie. Speaker C.
I used to do swimming and cycling, but now I've got another interest in life. I've become keen on drawing. I attend classes in an art school and I like it very much. Today, we drew a still life. That is different things like fruits, flowers and other household objects. We drew a vase with apples. I never thought it could be so difficult to make the apples look realistic in a picture.
Speaker D. My mum always says that the food we eat should be not only tasty, but good for our body too. That's why she includes lots of fruit and vegetables on our menu. She prefers local seasonal fruit to exotic ones and believes there's nothing better than the green apples from our garden. An apple a day keeps the doctor away, she says, and I think she's right. Speaker E.
When I was little, I spent lots of time at my granny's. She and her neighbours had large gardens, which made the little village look fantastic. I wanted to be a gardener, to take care of flowers, cherry and apple trees, as I enjoyed it very much. I also wanted to grow some new beautiful flower and give it my granny's name, Nancy. But that never came true. I work as a sales manager in a telephone company now.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.